What the heaven?
It's your man Earl Thomas, man.
Oh, I thought that was like a. I thought you got a sponsor already or something. Hold on. All right. Wait, so it's recording right now?
Yeah.
Wait, so how do we.
You can edit it and all that other stuff.
All right. So. You got your video going?
Nah, not yet.
Hey, man. Time is money.
Oh, shit. Hold on. I think you should take a picture. Whoops. This thing is stupid. Oh, here we go.
Oh, shit.
All right. We here. Oh, hold on, wait.
What up? It's Jay-Z.
All right, we here. What's the topic, man? What are we doing here? Maybe that's what we should call it.
Yeah, it gotta be something like where we don't got no control. Like, we don't know what we're doing.
Yeah. So what we doing here, podcast?
Yeah, that might be good. What are we doing here? Or is that too long? What are we doing here?
You know, we can shorten it up with texting.
To what?
We can make it all one word, two words.
What are we doing here?
I'm going to have my little brother figure it out. You know, little kids, they text the craziest.
Yeah, that's true. All right, well, let's get this podcast going. We'll figure the name out, I think, during the podcast. Yeah. All right, so topic for today. The first, it got to be the NBA Finals since it's tonight.
Yeah.
Even though, oh, yeah. I guess our stance on everything.
All right.
So, all right. I don't watch the NBA. Last game I watched was Kobe Bryant's game, 60-piece on Utah. But I do sports bet, which means I got to know what's going on. And I do know the final starts tonight. I also think Kobe's the best player of all time.
Come on, man. Kobe, let Kobe be where he at.
I just got to throw it out there. You know, it's for the first podcast. They got to know our background.
Man.
So when we're making our opinions, they'll know where it's coming from. So Kobe's the GOAT. MJ second. Uh-oh. I guess LeBron's third.
So I'm not even gonna ask that, man, you know.
Wait, what'd you say?
I'm not even gonna ask, you know, about the older generation players, cause you know.
Yeah, I mean, we can get into that, cause that's the point of the podcast, you know.
You know, the Wilt Chamberlains and Bill Russells, I mean, shit, it was fucking 7 teams in the NBA back when them
dudes. Oh yeah, playing. Nah, I'm not counting them. They're ancient. I'm talking about the older generation, as in like the
Kareem, 80s. Kareem, you know what I'm saying? The dude got buckets, man. NBA all-time scorer. Unstoppable move, never duplicated.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, the top 3 arguably number one greatest players that you'll hear from everyone, they'll either be on MJ, Kobe, LeBron, or some people say Magic Johnson.
Man, I'm gonna go out on a limb right here on this podcast and say my man. I'm throwing my man AI up in the top of the top of the on the top of the charts.
What, AI is the greatest of all time?
He's one of the greatest. He's I'm throwing him in the top 5 conversation.
Yeah, I mean, hey, I don't see that as being too crazy. I mean, obviously, a lot of players you're leaving out, which means, all right, so wait, we might as well just start the podcast off with our top five then.
All right.
All right, so who's your top five?
My top five. In no order or in order?
It's hard to put in order, but I mean, yeah, you could try.
In order, shit, man, this is tough. I'm saying LeBron. LeBron won.
What?
Clearly.
Wait, what?
LeBron number one.
Oh wow, I didn't know you was on the LeBron as the GOAT bandwagon.
Tied for second is Kobe and Jordan. I'm going to throw AI at the next slot. And my favorite player of all time, I'm throwing KG in there.
Okay. That's a respectable top five. But, all right, let me do my top five. Then we can nitpick the each other's five after that. All right, I'm going Kobe number one, Jordan number two, LeBron number three, Magic Johnson number four, and this one, I'm actually going to have to say Kevin Durant as the fifth.
Mm.
I don't know. It just came to me just now. Kevin Durant. Yeah, he's top five.
That's actually not bad right there. Obviously, we're missing, you know. Like, honestly, the dude is just not a marketable player, and nobody gives a fuck about him. But, man, Tim Duncan is definitely a top five player.
I mean... Yeah, I mean, I think everyone respects him as the greatest power forward of all time, but he's not top five.
You know who else is a sleeper? Dirk, man. Dirk is very slept on.
Man, he's not top five.
He's not top five. He's just, you know, outside of, you know, the
public, yeah, I know what you mean. I think he got the title as the greatest international player of all time. So, I mean, he ain't too slept on. People giving him his props as the best international player of all time. That's kind of big.
But, I mean, up until this point, it's big. You know, 10 years from now when the NBA is fucking half international, it's definitely going to be different.
Yeah, that's true. But, yeah, I don't know how you can put LeBron over Kobe and Jordan, like, basketball-wise.
I mean, look at – for basketball-wise, like, just look what he's done as an individual player. Like, even though basketball is a team sport – he basically is the team. So, like, where – and, like, Kobe and Jordan weren't asked to do as much as, like, LeBron does. And the only situation that we can remember where Kobe was put in a place to where he had to do what LeBron was doing, like, yeah, he scored a lot and led the league in scoring, but that didn't equal to wins. And it was just points. Like, he averaged maybe like 30-something, five, six assists, four or five rebounds, and them niggas was getting bounced in the first round. When you look at what LeBron is doing, and this dude is 9 rebounds, 9 assists, top 5 in points, getting willing these dudes – like, I really feel like damn, I might as well try to play tonight because I know I can get hit some shots for them niggas. Like, Teron Lu, call me up, man. I'm ready. Minute, I'm back in the gym. But it's just like, yeah, man, like, he's actually doing a lot. And, oh, not.
Wait, what'd you say? It cut out.
Man, this fucker's called me. Hey, how the fuck do I, is it possible if I put this on Do Not Disturb? Let me see if I put it on Do Not Disturb. Oh, shit. Oh, yeah, cut off, man. But we still rocking. You know, people trying to call me for nonsense reasons, but, but yeah, man.
Man, listen. Everything you said sounds good on paper, but what you're not understanding is Kobe and Jordan play in a triangle offense system. So that means the ball is moving through everyone's hands. Obviously not going to average 9 assists per game. Like, that's just not going to happen. Secondly, when he was putting up crazy numbers, which were the craziest numbers, like he scored 81 points, don't forget. He's in the Western Conference. Like, people really don't understand how weak the East is compared to the West. Like, if LeBron was in the West, do you really think that he could take a team like he has in Cleveland to the NBA Finals? Like, it's a 1,000% no. There's no chance.
Why is it 1,000% no? Up until
how? If he can't, if he gets swept, like, think about it. When he goes up against teams that are better than his, like last year, what they lose 4-1.
Yeah,
the old San Antonio Spurs, they beat him 4-1.
But all right, last year that's different, man. Like it's never been a team where two MVPs in their prime with two All-Stars, three All-Stars, basically Iguodala's All-Star, Finals MVPs on that team. People sleep on Sean Livingston like he wasn't a lottery pick. And if he
forgot, them dudes put that team together.
No, I'm saying, listen, but like
LeBron created all his teams. GM.
He created, like, he does piece together teams, but not like how that last year's Golden State team was. Like, that's like fucking Mikael Bird and Dennis Johnson and Parrish and fucking when Bill Walton came and was they sixth man. Like, that's one of those type of teams. Like, come on, man.
Hey.
Nobody by themselves is beating that. Like, Kobe by itself is not beating that Golden State Warrior team. I feel like Kobe wouldn't have beat that 73-win team when they was down 3-1. Like, I don't see a Kobe Bryant doing that.
Listen, everything you saying sounds good on paper, but in real life, it doesn't make sense because you're saying LeBron doesn't have help, but he creates every team he's ever been on after, let's say, 2011 or something like that.
No, was that first year. Like, that Kyrie and Love team, like, that was orchestrated. I don't feel like this year's team, I don't feel like he orchestrated that team.
I mean, I think he did. He just failed at doing it because he thought Isaiah Thomas was going to be better than he was.
No, I mean, because he said he had nothing to do with that trade, and he told them not to even trade Kyrie.
But, I mean, he obviously has something to do with it if Kyrie wanted to leave Cleveland. Like,
because Kyrie wanted to be the man, and we all know that that's not really happening with a LeBron team, especially as a point guard, because LeBron is always going to be the primary ball handler. So you're basically the off guard. So, I mean, Kyrie wanted to be He wanted to show his worth. He wanted to be the lead role guy. And whatever, we see how that worked. Both teams still made it back to the conference finals without him.
Hey, Kyrie on Boston's definitely going to the finals, no question.
Next year? Out the East?
I mean, next year, you don't know what's going to happen. LeBron's probably going to try to make another super team. So, if he goes to Philly, then Philly's obviously going to the finals.
I don't see him going to Philly, man.
Yeah, I don't know where he's going.
If I had to go out on a limb, it's not even going out on a limb. This is just being smart.
Yeah, I was about to say, you going out on a lot of limbs.
He's
the first podcast. Man, he going to either Houston. Yeah, I like Houston.
I mean,
he going to Houston.
Houston would be good.
I don't know.
To be honest, we don't know what Chris Paul might do. Like, what if I'm going to come to Cleveland?
Nah.
But
ain't nobody going to Cleveland.
But even though Houston has a better team, but, like, with LeBron coming, that team is finished. Like, there'll be no more Ariza, maybe no Eric Gordon. P.J. Tucker will still probably be there. Maybe Gerald Green if they keep him. But I honestly, I don't know. I really don't care. But if you go to Houston, that'd be good, you know.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense because tax-free there for the 41 games they play in Texas. Yeah. Well, obviously the playoffs as well. And then you got – he obviously knows he's been in the weakest conference, so he probably want to be like, oh, yeah, I can go to the West and win. But then it's going to be like, well, yeah, if you do it with Chris Paul, James Harden, and maybe even Carmelo Anthony, like, of course, you can get to the finals in the West. But, I mean,
what if?
But, yeah, as far as his numbers, like you were saying, you just proved the point. Like, he's the primary ball handler, so his numbers always inflated.
No, but that's what I'm saying. Like, he's asked to do more, and he does more.
But that's not to say that Kobe and Jordan couldn't do the same thing.
All right, let me ask you this. Let me ask this question. If he finishes his career – number one all-time in points, one all-time in rebounds and assists, what would be his rank?
I'm not on numbers,
what's the gauge? Like, how do you gauge who's
with my
eyes? I'm saying, but like, what do you see? What is it, 81 points? Like, oh, okay, he scored 81 points, so he's the great.
No, it's not just 81 points. It's the fact that he got the highest basketball IQ, the best footwork in the game, the craziest work ethic ever. And everyone in the NBA will say that hands down. And, yeah, I mean, like, even now, after he's retired, he's doing these detailed – I haven't watched one yet, but I've seen Jason Tatum say that yeah, that.
So are we saying that Kobe has a far better IQ than LeBron? No. Saying that Kobe IQ is way better than LeBron's IQ?
Basketball IQ, I mean, I would just say they're both at the greatest level. All right,
so that's considered a tie. All right. So work ethic.
Work ethic, Kobe, hands down. Everyone knows that.
We're talking about
this. Wait, you can't even try to argue that LeBron has, like, everyone, like, that's just written.
No, it's not written. Kobe has. For someone to really work as hard as LeBron to never have gotten hurt, to invest the money that he does into his body into his nutrition. Like, that's work ethic. Like, so,
I mean, we can go into further details how it's possible to play 15 years without ever getting an injury. I don't know if that's work ethic,
but that's something different. But that goes into, like, all right, how do players get injured? Like, what's the really causes of injuries? Like, the majority of the injuries players have. They're not in shape.
No, you can't say that. All right, this is what we'll do. Out of the top 20 NBA players of all time, like off the top of your head, you cannot name one that didn't have an injury in their career except for LeBron.
No, I'm saying, like,
he's the only one.
Like, come on, actually,
he's probably the only one ever. Like, just name
your boy,
one.
Your boy Jordan never got hurt for real.
Michael Jordan broke his foot like his rookie year. What are you talking about? Or his second year?
I don't know. I mean, I wasn't born, so.
Yeah, hey. Jordan, broken foot.
What did Kobe break?
He limped off with his Achilles. You don't remember that?
Tore his Achilles, yeah, that's true.
Tore his Achilles, which is kind of major. Okay. Larry Bird, back.
Man.
Magic Johnson broke his foot or something. And then, obviously, whatever else. Then you got Shaq, obviously injured. You got Dirk Nowitzki. He's dealing with an injury right now.
Dirk Nowitzki is 47 years old.
Hey, he's been injured, though. Tim Duncan, injury. AI, 50 bones broken.
That's because AI was playing like a crash test dummy.
Right, and what does LeBron do? He's known for bullying dudes. He drives to the paint, and you're telling me in 15 years?
He takes care of his body, man. He's in great shape, meaning that he works on his body. Like, he has a great work ethic. Like, he really works.
So does every other NBA superstar at that level. You don't think Russell Westbrook takes care of his body?
Not like LeBron, though. LeBron work out with the little Navy SEAL dude or the Army dude. You seen the reports. You seen Shannon Sharp, man.
Man, all I know is I've never heard any players talk about LeBron's workout.
They want to come work with LeBron. You seen KD come working with LeBron. Everybody.
That was like a that was like for promotional and.
Oh, okay, that's promotional use. All right.
Media. I mean, come on now.
All right.
Footwork, okay. All right. As much as you want to argue the work ethic, that's check for Kobe. Footwork. Just go YouTube LeBron's 13 minutes of travels. We don't even need to talk about that.
Kobe got some good footwork, man. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, he got the greatest footwork. Maybe him and Tim Duncan.
Nah, Hakeem. Don't forget about his footwork.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Hakeem, definitely.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, but then.
What about Kendrick Perkins' footwork?
Kendrick Perkins, hey, to be able to get away with what he did, he got good footwork. You gotta give it to him.
We gotta pull the travel up on the screen for the viewers. You know what I'm saying, to actually see why this is so funny to us.
But yeah, man. I mean, at the end of the day, Kobe is a better basketball player than LeBron James. In my opinion. But I got him top three, so I mean,
can't really argue.
Actually, I would take Kevin. I'll take LeBron over Kevin Durant.
Yeah, don't disrespect him like that.
But KD still got like 10 years left, so I don't know.
Nah. KD got another good 5 in him.
5.
He in his 11th year. I'm giving for five more years. That'd be in his 16th year.
Hey, if he get on the LeBron regimen that you say he went to work out with him with, he'll be playing for another 20 years.
Too late.
Because LeBron in his 15th year playing like he did his first year.
Too late for KD. Too skinny. He don't brush his hair. Too late for him.
But yeah, anyway, all right, so What you think for the game tonight? I mean, I think it's, I don't know. I wouldn't say it's obvious because you never know.
I think Warriors gonna win.
What, every game?
I think the Cavs are gonna sneak two games.
Two?
They're gonna win two games. LeBron is gonna win them two games.
Man, if that happens, that would be like winning the series.
Honestly, they could potentially win tonight without, because if Iguodala's out, you know, he's the best defender that they have for LeBron. But it really all depends on Tyronn Lue and his rotation. Certain guys that he needs to play more that he's not doing. I feel like Rodney Hood need to play more.
Man, Rodney Hood, I don't think he messed with Rodney Hood because he told him to go in the game one time.
Yeah.
He was like, nah.
But he gotta get out of his feelings and just coach at this point, because outside of LeBron and Jeff Green, Rodney Hood is like the only person who can create his own shot and get a good shot. Like J.R. Smith is gonna dribble a bunch of times, lose the ball, shoot up some bull. Jordan Clarkson, he's actually good, but his shot selection is kind of off. You know, Kyle Korver, threw him off screens. Tristan Thompson, don't even think about giving him the fucking ball. George Hill can actually, you know what I'm saying, do some things too. But, yeah, I feel like Rodney Hood needs to play more and Larry Nance needs to play more too. But, I mean, they're going to get the opportunity today, especially Nance, because Love's not playing. But, yeah, you got to play Rodney Hood a little bit. Plus, he's like 6'6", so he can actually do long enough to defend or to contest, you know, jump shot. I mean, Houston kind of showed the way how to compete with Golden State, which is make Draymond score, make him shoot, instead of letting him drive and you help in, and then he kicks out to Clay and Steph and, you know, saying KD, and let them knock down shots. And also on the offensive end, just make them work. You know, Houston was just letting James Harden go. So basically two people was playing defense, whoever was guarding James Harden and whoever was stepping up once he got to the lane. So that means three other Warriors are just chilling. And now they have energy to shoot threes from all over the fucking world. So if they try to pull some stuff from Houston and then add their own stuff, they could win two games maybe. But
man, the fact that you even mentioning Rodney Hood as the catalyst or the fix that they need just lets you know that the series, they shouldn't even play the series, honestly. Like, they should just simulate it. And we'll give LeBron the one game, an AI win, you know, from the 2001 NBA Finals when he went to LA, stole game one with 48. Let's just give that to LeBron. He gets game one. He caught Golden State by surprise. And then they lose the next four by 20 plus. Because, I mean, at this point, that's why I don't really watch the NBA, because you can kind of just read their storylines to see, you know, what's going to happen. And you see, like, the narrative they've been building is how many finals LeBron can get to, which means they got the public totally not even worried about the winner. It's now crediting LeBron for reaching the finals. So, you know, even if they get swept, they're going to be like, hey, he got him there. Yeah. Like, so it's really a win-win for the NBA and for LeBron, because he can be like, look, you see the team I had, and I still got to the finals for a record, however many, eight straight times, even though I only won three, and one was because of Kyrie, and one was because of Ray Allen. But other than that, like –
Hey, you know? Don't do that.
So it's going to go from
everybody won the finals because of with the help of somebody else.
Yeah, true. No, I give you that for sure. But he, yeah, I mean, the storyline is, I mean, the NBA is LeBron. So, you know, win or lose, they'll paint him as the winner because if he loses by 30 points, they'll say he set a record by passing so-and-so for the most points in playoff history.
I think he's about to pass Kareem.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like, you know, it's no losing for him. So, you know, the cash cow of the NBA, if he's in a win-win situation, like, I don't even know how the NBA is still being watched by players who play the game at a decent level. You know, like, I look at it as WWE.
Yeah.
Or I don't know what it's called now.
WWE.
But, yeah, WWE. That's what the NBA is because you'll have all the storylines, you know. You'll have the protagonists. You'll have the, you know, you got KD as the villain for going to Golden State after losing to him the year before. And it's just like, what the – yeah, so anyway, shout out to the EuroLeague. You know, I got to shout out the EuroLeague, which is the highest basketball being played in the world right now. But, yeah, it is what it is. We all know Golden State's going to win. But I think Golden State should win tonight by 20-plus points. At least.
Are you what spread are they giving tonight? Have you checked?
Oh yeah, that's a great question. No, I didn't check, but I would guess that it's like 11.5, you know, 10.5, 11.5, 12.5. It gotta be one of those. So if that's the case, if it's double digits, Golden State is known for getting an early hose. So I could see a fluke situation where Cleveland goes up 20 points and then Golden State comes back and wins by like 10 and Cleveland covers the spread. But I don't know. I ain't betting on the game, so I don't really know. I would take George Hill over points, whatever it is. Probably 9.5, 10.5. Yeah, I got him getting a solid 12, 13 points. That would be my play tonight. But we'll see. But yeah, so it's interesting that Jordan isn't the greatest of all time from neither one of us.
Whatever. He's on
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. We gotta talk about the next episode or one of these episodes, we gotta talk about Dick Gregory said about Jordan, because that was kind of interesting.
Definitely was.
Well, I mean, how long is this podcast supposed to be?
We're at 35 minutes right now.
But how long a podcast that's usually?
Good question. We redefine the podcast as maybe
it's like a lecture.
What's it?
But yeah, I mean, NBA finals, we know what's gonna happen. Dick Gregory is kind of more interesting. Should we just roll into that right now or wait?
Let's wait. So, because we're gonna need the full time to cover that one.
Yeah,
and
true.
We gotta take the video. We gotta take his video, and throw it up on there to let people hear what he said. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's true. We gotta make like all the edits and stuff. Plus, my camera keeps stopping like every 10, 15 minutes. But we don't need the whole video do we?
I got mine over here, so.
Yeah, true. So, I mean, what's the next topic then? Are we cutting it?
Cut this one, and then just decide on what we're going to do next one. We still ain't got a name. What are we doing?
Oh, yeah, we need it. Oh, that might be what? The name. We need a name.
Okay.
The We Need a Name podcast. Yeah. That might be the move.
Yeah. We can roll with that one. Definitely.
We need a name. Let's go. Oh, yeah. We need a name brought to you by Live Life, Give Twice. T-shirts are not for sale yet, but they're coming soon.
Man.
Yeah, we gotta get the merch popping off, you know. Podcast, we got the YouTube channel, we got the merch. Yeah, I ain't wearing nothing. Well, I already don't do this, but I ain't wearing nothing, you know, from no other brands on the video, unless we get to the point where they trying to actually. Even then, I might be like LeVar Ball and just be like, nah.
Word.
Wait, what's the name of their shoe? Oh, the Big Baller Brand. Yeah, I mess with Big Baller Brand. Actually, we need to make that the next topic.
Big Baller Brand?
Well, just LeVar Ball in general, because he got Big Baller Brand. Changing the game. He got this JBL?
Yeah, JBL. Or
JBA.
I think it's the JBL. Or I don't know. We're going to figure it out by the time next episode.
Yeah, so y'all stay tuned. Some more to come. We need a name. That sounds nice, actually. We need a name podcast.
We need a name.
Live Life, Give Twice. Holla at your boy.
All right, we'll catch y'all on the next one.
Yes, sir.